The air blossomed with bird and cicada song as the forest recovered from Etienne's rifle shot.
How are Geneviève and Nicolas?
Etienne asked, looking over his shoulder. Very well, I said, straightening in my saddle. Papa's finally taking us to Paris.
It's about time,
Etienne said approvingly.
When?
In the spring. We're staying with some Marchioness friend of Papa's who lives in the 5th arrondissement. Apparently you can see Notre Dame from her salon window.
This wouldn't be Marchioness Dugard, would it?
Etienne guessed. It is. Do you know her? Etienne chuckled.
Everyone who's anyone knows her. Father took me to one of her salons the last time we were in Paris.
Did you meet anyone interesting?
I might have if some English author hadn't cornered me with the most excruciating small talk for nearly an hour.
It might not have been so excruciating if you'd ever practiced your English.
My English is very well,
he said slowly, switching to the language in question. His accent was almost unintelligible.
The bookman was dull.
You mean dull? I asked in what my former tutor had declared to be a very acceptable Oxford accent.